Good morning, 717. It's Don Juan, the coach, and from Toronto, pretty excited guy, Theo Thames. How are you?
I'm doing so well. Thank you. How are you?
Really good. You were pretty excited last night.
Yeah, I was just ecstatic.
Yeah. Did you feel it? Did you feel like maybe this was going to happen, or did you really have some doubts at the end there?
Yeah, I was just in those, you know, seconds when Ben, you know, held that pause before he said who was going to win. I just remember my arm was around Mitch and his was around mine, and I think we both felt, you know, like this can go either way.
Yeah.
It just feels amazing.
You were so gracious last night, Theo, especially in talking about Mitch.
Thank you. He is just a great guy, and he's become a great friend. And I'm just so excited to hit the road with him and, you know, play some tunes. And, like, Drew as well. It's just going to be so fun to not have the pressure of the show or the judges and just be, you know, three guys who love music, you know, playing for Canada. So I'm just so excited.
So you feel like the pressure is off now. You can get up and face the day, and you don't have to go and do that that television show again.
Yeah, you know, like that pressure is off. I still feel pressure of, now I have the title and I really want to live up to it and, just really put out a record that does well and that I can be really, really proud of. So, I mean, there's that pressure now, but yeah, I'm so excited not to have to sing in front of Zach again.
I can see that. Well, you know, the Don Juan and the Coach Karma lives on because everyone that's appeared on this show actually come in the studio live has won, and so we keep it going here.
Melissa
today.
And Kaylin?
I thought about that last night, and I was like, I'm so excited to talk to you guys in the morning because now I can be like, I didn't break the streak.
That's good.
Yeah, three Albertans.
Yeah, that's huge.
Unbelievable.
That is incredible.
Yeah, pretty unreal.
Well, we have your song this morning, and anything you want to say about this song? It's called Sing, right?
I didn't write the song, but I feel as though I did, and I'm so proud of it, and I just hope it does really well. I hope people dig it.
Okay, here it is. Theo Thames, Sing. 96, and that's Theo Thames, and that is Sing, and Theo Thames is the new Canadian Idol, and he's with us this morning, and how does that feel to hear your song on the radio, Theo?
It is just the best feeling ever. I just remember being, 12, 13, and asking myself, like, I wonder if one day I'll have a song on the radio, and, today's the day, and it's just, such a good feeling.
And just about every radio station in the country is playing it, too.
Did you get any sleep last night, Theo?
I got a couple hours.
Did you?
Well, yeah, I tried.
Well, Diane is with us. She's our Canadian Idol reporter, and she's in Toronto right now. She has a question for you.
John Bruntnam, the producer of Canadian Idol, I was speaking to him last night, and he said of the 6 years of the show, he had never seen a competitor who wanted to win the title more than you. He said you had music oozing through your veins. What do you think about that?
That's just, it's just such an honor to hear that and that he believes in me that much. But I mean, he's right. I don't think I've ever wanted anything that bad. It feels so good. It was so nice meeting you yesterday.
Oh, it was great meeting you. And it was just, you look like you'd been doing the red carpet all your life.
It was so surreal. When I walked into the building, I was like, whoa, I think I was just on a red carpet. I'm not sure.
You were, and you look like a pro.
Well, thank you.
Now, Theo, it was interesting. We had some stories this morning that your family was in the audience, too, and you were pretty broken up when your name was announced, and then look at your family, and I think you come by your emotion pretty naturally.
Yeah. I get my tears from my mom.
I got mine from my
dad, so it's okay.
What was the
pressure of competing like up until the last minute and then having to record the single? When did you record it?
We actually recorded it a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, okay.
So that was nice that we were able to get that, you know, under our belt. Just in the event that we did win, so we wouldn't have to deal with that pressure then.
Okay, yeah, that can be a little awkward.
Yeah,
well, exactly. It can, right?
Well,
here's
sure.
your song, go sing it now. You're like, okay.
But then at the end, after you've won it and all the confetti's falling down and you're hugging your mom and all, and now you've got to perform the song live.
Oh, I know.
How tough was that?
Yeah, it was, it was an intense moment. All I was thinking of is, like, just get through this song.
Don't screw it up.
And then, like, Mitch came up to me and he whispered in my ear. He's like, dude, he's like, you won. He's like, just have fun. He's like, let it all go. So...
I have to say, he was very gracious in defeat. He did handle himself very well.
That is that's exactly the type of guy Mitch is. He's a class act, and I'm so glad that I was able to share the stage with him last night, because, you know, I wouldn't have had it any other way, and we've become really great friends. And I'm just so stoked to be able to you know, write with him and hang out with him and on the tour. It's gonna be fun.
Diane, have you got another question for Theo?
Theo, as a mother, I'm going to ask this question. I hope you didn't register for university, and what about school?
I didn't register for university. Clearly, I'm not going to be going back for a while.
That's for sure.
But yeah, you know, it still is on my radar. It's still something that I do want to finish. I'm four classes away from my degree, and
so you're almost there.
Close to give it up.
Well, Theo, next, when you're in town, be sure to come in and be on the show, because we'd love to have you here again. So.
Absolutely. I would love to come.
Theo, congratulations. We're so happy, number one, that you didn't break the streak that we had. And we're so happy that another Albertan has won Canadian Idol. Thank you so much.
Oh, that's awesome. I'm glad I could come through for all of you.
All right,
buddy. Congratulations.
Thanks, Theo. Thanks, Diane.
Bye-bye.